Hey, you're listening to Carol Spinney, who plays Big Bird in Oscar the Grouch. And you're listening to this dad here and his two daughters, Lucy and Sophie.
I'm Sophie.
And I'm Steve. And this is
our 2017th podcast.
Well, it's our first of 2017. I think it's 24 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. This is Dis Dad and His Girls podcast. We're finally back for the new year, right? Where we will be giving you at least one show a week. Probably recording two of them today.
Yeah.
Because we just got back from Disney. Well, not just. How many weeks ago?
10,000
weeks ago?
Yeah,
makes
probably.
No sense. No, so what's it been, about 2 or 3 weeks? So right before Christmas we got back. We were there for right before Christmas. Got to do the Christmas party. And we also traveled with my brother and his baby, my mom. So it was kind of a little different experience for us, wasn't it? Yeah, so we definitely had a lot of fun. But what were some of the things that stuck out for you?
Probably the new things. And just watching Noelle. She was so cute.
Yeah, so watching a three-year-old was definitely a big part of it. And to see, and, you know, even to see Uncle Mike and Taryn and my mom, people who don't go to see their, you know, what they think of the park was definitely cool. So what about the new stuff? What did you like?
I really liked it. I liked the old version of Soarin' better, though.
Yeah, so we got to do the new version of Soarin'. Yeah, definitely. That was pretty cool. We got to see Elsa and Anna and her... And their
summer house.
It's a house. It's a horse. What is it?
It's a horse.
It was pretty cool. Very well themed. But you know, since we were with someone else, and I set up all the fast passes, and being with a 3-year-old, and trying to figure out what she liked, we did definitely spend more time with characters this time.
Yeah.
So today we're gonna actually kind of go over all our character interactions that we had. Even though we did go on a full trip, and we will have a trip report next week. We'll talk more about all the new attractions and what we liked and what we didn't like, and, you know, about going to a Christmas party when it's sold out, and it's just a busy day at the Magic Kingdom where you don't get to use fast passes. So definitely some frustrations, but overall a great time. And we did stay at Coronado Springs.
Yeah, that was really cool. Huge.
Yeah, it was definitely huge. But we stayed in the preferred rooms, so we were closer to where the food was, and the bus stop was the first bus stop. So we lucked out there. And by the way, the food court, what was the best part of the food court?
Mac and cheese.
Oh, or
churros.
Like churros. Yes, the food court has churros for dessert. Can you go wrong? Can you go wrong with churros?
No,
you definitely can't go wrong. So, when we got there, the very first fast pass we had was meeting Mickey in the Town Square Theater. Yes, the talking Mickey. So, I don't know, for someone who hasn't been to Disney, or especially if you have a 3-year-old, this is a good way to start your trip.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
Our flight, we left Logan Airport at 6 a.m., right? So, we were up, like 3? Right? We were up at about 3, and, you know, we get to the park, and I set the fast pass for, like, I think 12:30 to 1:30.
Yeah.
So we started out with meeting Mickey Mouse, and what do you think about starting the day that way, Sophie?
Oh, Noelle loved it.
Yes.
She was so cute.
Yeah, definitely. So the 3-year-old just latched on to Mickey, and she was just, like, you know,
she
a little whiny because
she
was... She was tired, and she didn't want to go, and she wanted to swim at the pool, right?
She didn't want to leave Mickey.
Yeah, she didn't want to leave Mickey.
She kept going back to hug him.
Yep, she kept going back, so that was a lot of fun, and getting the pictures. So then from there, you know, you start thinking you're with a 3-year-old, so the next one is sort of a character meet and greet, right? Do you remember what we did next? We did the Enchanted Tales with Belle.
Yeah,
which, you actually got a decent part this time.
Yeah, I didn't get to be a plate.
Yeah.
I'm a little bummed.
Yeah, so Sophie's 10, so usually the younger kids get the better parts, right? And especially the girl who's dressed up as Belle always gets to be the Beast.
Yeah.
So if you dress your daughter up as Belle, chances are she's going to be the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Enchanted Tales with Belle is a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you go through the cottage, and actually watching everyone's face when the door opened.
Yeah, that was cool.
I was trying to study the mirror, but
yeah, you can never see it.
Yeah, you can't see where things are folding down. Yeah. They did a great job with that. Yeah. And then just the animatronics and everything. Mm-hmm. So, especially for Uncle Mike and Taryn, they, I think, really enjoyed that.
Yeah, and I nailed my line there.
You definitely nailed your line. Yeah, yeah, you were the horse, right? Yeah, you definitely nailed that. But then at the end, all the kids get their picture taken with Belle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an awesome way to do an attraction, which is, I think, an underrated attraction at the Magic Kingdom. And getting to meet a princess. You get to meet Belle at the end. And she gives you a bookmark.
Mm-hmm.
And on your way out, there's a photographer through the entire thing. And they give you a photo pass.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you get to download the photos if you have the memory maker.
Mm-hmm.
They call it the memory maker? No, not anymore. It's photo pass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you have the photo pass, which I became an annual pass member. So I got it for free.
Mm-hmm. And you get to get a bunch of pictures of other children, too.
Yeah, that's the only thing is that it took me about a half hour to go through and delete everyone else's kids. Because I don't want to look at my photo pass and see other people's kids.
Neither do I.
Yeah. So, just I thought we'd just kind of stay in the Magic Kingdom and talk about other characters we met.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we also that day... While they went and did their Fast Pass, they had a their next Fast Pass was Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Which my 67-year-old mother thought we tricked her, thought the ride was a little too scary for her because she was flying over everything.
It was 2 feet in the air.
She was like, "You guys tricked me." Imagine if we put her on Space Mountain. She would come off like,
That's how you talk.
Oh, yeah, that is how I talk. And then, so while they were doing that, we went, just us four, went and met Gaston.
Uh-huh.
Yes, which is, in my opinion, the best character to meet. What do you think?
I like Chewbacca.
Oh, Chewbacca's definitely cool, yeah. But Gaston interacts with all the guests, the people in line.
Yeah.
He makes fun of you, right? He's definitely well worth meeting Gaston. And the greatest Disney character of all time.
No.
Yeah.
Princess Leia.
Well, that doesn't really
count. Yes, it is.
Okay. But anyhow. So, also, in the Magic Kingdom, we met Minnie Mouse at Pete's Silly Sideshow. And that's Minnie Magnifique.
And
yeah,
Daisy.
She's dressed all fancy. I know. Well, I'm going to get there. I'm going one at a time. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so... In that same spot, we have Pete's Silly Sideshow. You have Minnie and Daisy on one side, and you have Goofy and
Donald
on the other side, right? Mm-hmm. So we just did the Mickey and Daisy.
Minnie and Daisy.
What did I say, Mickey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Daisy Duck is Madame Daisy Futuna. She's like a fortune teller.
Uh huh.
Yeah, so they're definitely. That's the other thing about the characters, right? Is that. Oh, look, there's a cardinal outside the window.
It's called a red bird.
Okay, or a red bird. So, when you meet Mickey or Minnie, you meet them in different costumes, too. And it's kind of neat to get pictures with all the different ones. So, the Minnie Mouse was dressed in what? Like a pink dress?
And Daisy was in like crazy.
Yeah, she was looked like a fortune teller. Yeah, and they're themed unbelievable, right?
Yeah.
You go into an air-conditioned tent, right?
Uh-huh.
It's actually a very, very good experience. So we met over 20 characters in this trip.
And we usually only meet like 5.
Yeah, we usually don't do much of it, but I actually enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I thought it was a lot of fun. And also, you met one of the bears from the Country Bear Jamboree when we were heading to Haunted Mansion during the parade.
Uh-huh.
Right before everything was going to start.
Yeah.
So, that was kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we didn't do it, but Noelle, one of her favorite characters right now is Tinkerbell.
Yeah,
so I set up the Fast Pass on the last day that when they were leaving the Magic Kingdom on our last day there, they met Tinkerbell.
Yeah,
so I think that was a perfect way. I thought that was a perfect way to end the trip.
Yeah.
What'd you think? Yeah. So that was actually what we did in the Magic Kingdom for characters, but in Epcot, we did something a little different, right? Mm-hmm. We actually started our day in Epcot at the Garden Grill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah, it was definitely cool.
I got kind of dizzy at the end, though.
Yeah, because you're moving. It rotates around, so the garden...
It moves slow, but you still get dizzy.
Yeah. Or maybe it was all that that cinnamon bread there that you ate.
Yeah, probably. I ate the whole thing.
A sticky bun or whatever they call it.
I think I ate the whole thing.
I think you did, too, and all that bacon.
Yeah, it was raw.
Yeah, there was raw bacon, too.
Yeah, they gave us 2 plates of raw bacon.
Yeah, and then I asked for stuff that wasn't so raw, and they brought back more raw bacon.
I know.
So, the reason why we did that is we got into the park before it opened, which is always good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're big fans of doing that, although they're changing the Magic Kingdom, so the opening show's at the castle. So forget about doing that now. So... We started out doing that, and the reason why we did that is so we could get on Soarin' right at the beginning of the day, and then go over to Test Track.
Test Track was closed for 3 hours.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. So, at Garden Grill, there's Chip and Dale, just normal Chip and Dale, and then there's normal Pluto, but then there's a special Mickey.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember what the special Mickey was?
Farmer
Mickey. So you get to meet Mickey Mouse, but Mickey Mouse is in a farmer's costume. So if you can get this reservation early, before the park opens, it's actually kind of neat. There was nobody there.
Yeah.
It was empty. So a lot of times when you book a table service, you end up waiting longer. Like, remember at Sci-Fi?
Yeah,
we're like waiting a half hour after your reservation to finally sit. And
Sci-Fi was cool, though.
Sci-Fi was definitely cool. But when you're at Disney, you don't want to spend so much time waiting, you know? You'd rather be at a pool or relaxing, getting ready to, you know.
Wants to relax at Disney.
I don't know. I don't want to. But, yeah, we got right in.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It was good. Our waiter was good. I liked it.
Yeah,
that was
too.
A lot of fun. So, right there we met 4 characters. And then, we did the Nemo ride and Spaceship Earth and all that stuff. And everyone wanted to sit at the aquarium and watch all the fish, but we took off.
We met Baymax.
Yeah, we took off to meet Baymax, which is... We love that movie, so it was very cool to meet Baymax. They put Joy and Sadness in there, too.
Yeah.
It's like Innovation West or East, one of the innovations. It's where they used to have the Visa character spot, but that one moved. So, once again, they themed it very well. He was in a workshop, and you could see the red arm,
cool.
Like the costume. And he does...
like a... float in like a pool or something.
Yeah, I did feel like a pool float. You shouldn't have knocked him over though. I tried to pop him with a pin. and yes, he does the fist bump.
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely does the fist bump. He doesn't make noise. So he doesn't go, but you know. And then we met when we were walking around. We waited for, you know, we needed to get the macaroon ice cream sandwich, which they had the peppermint one. But anyway,
so
we, while we were there, right after, we went to Morocco, and there was no line for Jasmine.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we went and met Jasmine, and got Jasmine pictures. And then later on in the day, right before we did our Frozen Fast Pass, we met Elsa and Anna at the Summer Haas. Which, last time we met them, they were together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were together in the Magic
getting
Kingdom.
People trampled for that.
Yeah,
for
that's
that
back
spot
when people
line.
Were fighting over it, and it was a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
We got, like, second place. Right?
Yeah, we did. Yep, I hucked a bunch of elbows. It's a bunch of old ladies on the ground, but we were second place. But this time they're separated, and once again, like, they built the new cottage for them, and
that was cool.
It was very cool.
It was
in the woodwork, very well themed, and there's even you know, the trim around one of the doors is Elsa and Anna carved into it.
Yeah, that was
it.
Cool.
Like, it's so cool. They did such a good job with that. Yeah, and that was really all we met in Epcot, wasn't it?
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
But Sabrina Carpenter was there.
Supposedly. We never saw her.
They said she was there.
Yeah, some random people said she was there. I could have said she was there. I knew she was there.
Yeah.
All right, so then, Hollywood Studios. So, Hollywood Studios, I know people are kind of knocking Hollywood Studios right now, but why do we like Hollywood Studios?
Star Wars.
Star Wars, right. So, in Launch Bay, oh, and by the way, I know we're going to do a bigger trip report later, but...
the Jawas.
No. That fireworks projection show.
That was so cool.
Yeah, that might have been the coolest thing of the whole trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my favorite fireworks show now.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was very cool. We'll go into it more though in the next podcast. All right, so we met Chewbacca again.
Oh yeah.
And I was wearing my Chewbacca shirt. Yep. So he liked that.
Yeah, remember the Stormtrooper match, though?
Yeah, so...
Captain Plasma was staring at him because of the Chewbacca shirt.
That's also another very cool thing that they do is every hour they do a Stormtrooper march down the street, and it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
They clear the road, and they come marching down, and... Mm-hmm. Yeah, Phasma didn't like my,
Yeah, she kept staring at
me. Yeah, she kept staring at me. She didn't like my,
shirt.
My Chewbacca shirt, but you know who else didn't was Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kylo Ren hated my Chewbacca shirt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he kind of gave me the fist, so I gave it back, and the picture looks like we're playing rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good, because I usually just throw rock the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of what I would have thrown anyway. Yeah. But anyway, but while we were doing Kylo Ren, the baby didn't want to meet Kylo Ren, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so she thought...
She would have been scared.
Yeah, but she did meet Chewbacca.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so tell her what they said.
So she has a dog that looks kind of like Chewbacca. So she asked if it was Nugget's daddy.
Yeah, so her dog's name's Nugget. Is that Nugget's daddy? Well, she's not a baby, she's three. But
yeah,
to us, she's
the
baby.
Like a baby.
Yeah, to us, she's the baby. But they went with Lucy.
Yeah.
Right.
They met Sophia and Jake and Pluto,
met,
right?
Met Sophia, Jake, and Pluto over there where the Disney Junior characters are. So right in that same animation courtyard, which is funny to call it the animation courtyard because it's not much animation going on there anymore.
That was cool, though.
Yeah,
but
when we... Oh, the drawing thing was awesome.
Yeah.
Remember we won it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then... we met one of the Jawas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wouldn't trade with me.
Yeah, he wouldn't trade with you. But then again, I heard you have to bring something shiny. And we did get a good picture of you with one of the Jawas, so.
Uh-huh.
So that was fun. And they do definitely interact, and they look to trade, and except not with us. They, like, get your trash away from me. The trash.
They hate us.
Yeah, and they call us trash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, you know, we did sci-fi.
Yeah, I love that. That was cool.
Yeah, it was definitely cool. A little dark trying to eat, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was so
dark.
Full. But they,
I know.
when we were leaving, when we were coming out, there was the Winter Chippendale.
Yeah.
Right there on scarves and stuff. So we just got in line because we were like the second people and met them. So that was cool. So that was our second time meeting Chippendale. And then when the night we came back to watch the Star Wars fireworks, we met Olaf.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's an Olaf meet and greet next to where they do the Frozen sing-along.
Uh-huh.
And we popped right in. And there he was, and they'd set up like a beach scene. So once again, nice, you know, a nice setup.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, and then the Animal Kingdom. When we were there, we met a few people. So once again, we ate at the Tusker House.
Uh huh. So we met a few characters there.
Yeah, so which characters do we meet, Soph?
Mickey, I forget.
Okay,
Goofy.
So
Mickey, Donald, Goofy, Daisy.
Mickey, Goofy, Donald, Daisy. But were they just Mickey, Goofy, Donald, and Daisy?
Mickey, Donald, Goofy.
Yeah. They were Safari Mickey, Safari Donald, Safari Goofy, and Safari Daisy. So you were all dressed up in Safari stuff because you're at the Tusker House, right?
Uh-huh.
Which is a character buffet. And we actually had an awesome waiter who would tell us, look, don't get up now because the character is about two tables away.
Uh-huh.
And one of the best part is I was on my phone and Mickey snuck up behind me and I was able to take a selfie with Mickey. Which, I mean, when did you get a chance to do that?
Never.
Never. Yeah, so, and then when we were leaving Animal Kingdom, I actually made it a point to meet Russell.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, that was definitely cool. So you set up right in the middle, almost right where you come in. And they have some pretty good theming, and they have an awesome machine there.
Yeah, so you hold the button down and bark, and it's a dog collar, and it says what you're trying to say while you're barking.
Yeah, so it's like Doug's collar. Yeah, it's definitely cool. Yeah, so that was awesome, and we met Russell. So it's so funny how we go on these trips, and there's things that we definitely do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get to the Magic Kingdom early, hit Frontierland, go on Big Thunder Mountain a million times, and then start our day after that. But this time we spent a lot of time doing characters.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. And there's even more characters now because that Princess of Avalon, is that what she is?
Elena of Avalon.
Noelle
loved her.
Yeah, Noelle loved her.
I didn't know she was real.
Yeah, she was like, she's real. And she's actually in the Princess Hall.
Yeah.
Yeah, they actually have her there where we met Elsa and Anna last time. So they have all these things set up where you could just spend a whole day meeting characters. And I think Noelle would have been very happy just meeting characters all day.
Yeah, but she loved Big Thunder Mountain.
She loved Big Thunder Mountain.
She did not want to get off.
No, she didn't. And we did that a bunch. So, So you can definitely look up the characters and where they're going to be. We met no characters during the Christmas party. Like I said,
it
was a sold-out Christmas party.
It was an absolute madhouse,
and we didn't see any around. And, I think the key to doing the Christmas or the Halloween party is to do them when they first start. Like, we did the Halloween party in September.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and there was no one there. We walked right on Space Mountain. Met the Seven Dwarfs at the end. But it wasn't like that this time.
Yeah.
So it was definitely a great trip. We'll get into more of our trip on our next podcast, but thanks for listening. Another thing is the Muppets Present Great Moments in American History.
That was so cool.
That is by far the coolest thing I saw there this trip, because it was like watching. Well, I just said the Star Wars thing was the coolest thing, huh?
Uh-huh.
All right, so two things you can't miss: the new projection Star Wars fireworks. It's like Galaxy something. I forget the name of it. And the Muppets Present Great Moments in American History, which was like seeing a live Muppet show.
Yeah.
So don't miss those. So, thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
You can follow us on Twitter at This Dad and Girls and listen to the rest of our podcasts. Go on to iTunes and give us a review.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.